side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
Hold on a second. Stop it. Stop it. What did you just sing? If I ever have a cent?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was if I never had a cent. Can you back it up? I've only heard it for like 30 years.
If I never.
Never. Never. Yeah, you're right.
I'd hate to mess it up after all this time.
Why, me was singing?
No, absolutely not.
My first 3 months on the show, I thought it was Jimmy Buffett.
We have somebody in the studio who has never been in the studio before. They're usually four of us, now they're five of us. Well, without Bill, he's not here this time of day.
Who, Randy?
No.
Wow, all right.
He'll never be here. The owner, he'll never come in here. Her name is Kim, and before we get started here, Kim, how are your headphones? Are they okay? Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Now let's make sure we can hear her. Say, and I don't like testing one, that's what everybody says, say Pornhub.com.
Pornhub.com.
Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
Sound okay?
Sounds pretty clear.
All right. Let me tell you, folks, why. First of all, welcome, everybody, to the 22nd day of July. It is a lot cooler and a lot nicer than the last couple of days. It's still another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And a few days ago, I get this. First of all, you called last week. You remember what day you called?
Last Monday.
Okay. And I don't remember why you called or what prompted the call, but in the course of the call, you said you'd always wanted to come in here.
That's right.
And you basically also said in your email that I'm going to read in a minute, you said you wanted to hug me. We did that like four times already.
Yep.
Okay. Now, eventually, I'm going to have you say more than yeah and uh-huh and okay. We'll get to that.
Are you ignoring me?
What?
I said, how long were the hugs?
That is personal.
Oh.
That's personal. One of them, she tried to turn into more than a hug. Mm-hmm. I had to nip it in the bud because we have to go on the air. So here's the email that I got after we spoke on the phone with Kim. I'm going to edit as I read because it's
filthy.
It's filthy, yes. Yeah. And no, it's not. But it's long. But I'll give you the most important. She says, Frank, I've been a listener for more than a few times. I've called over the years. I'm a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Let me stop there. Smile for me. Yes, you are. Okay. I keep a lot of money at First Community Credit Union. Let me stop there. Are you married?
Yep.
You forgot a word in that sentence.
What?
Happily.
Are you happily married?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Will you do me a favor? If you, and you'll know it when you realize you're all of a sudden starting not to be happy. If you have a lot of money at first, will you call me?
Sure.
Because by then I'll be even less happy in my marriage. Okay. So, lots of money, First Community Credit. Sold several cars through the yard sale. Eaten at Annie Gunn's plenty of times. I drive old cars, so I haven't met Johnny Londoff yet. Gave Thompson Price an opportunity to do our remodel. I love our country, our policemen. I love to take photographs. I love to play racquetball and golf with my husband. There's that husband again.
Yeah.
I love Kate Smith. Been a fan of your occasional rants on behalf of family values, the flag, honesty, and simple appreciation for doing the right thing, not the politically correct thing. I won't talk politics. Whew, hallelujah. We are definitely birds of a feather, as I was raised in the South and know a lot about some of the things you remember from your time in Tennessee. My husband's side of the family still lives in rural Tennessee, outside of Memphis. Man, those people talk slowly. Funny, you're talking about Tennessee right now as I listen. My southern accent is almost gone, not as pretty as it used to be.
Purdy.
Thank you. So there you have it, and there you are. I can't remember what radio personality used to say that, but it's been my sign-off for a long time. Well, let me help you. Her name was Kim Furlow, and she went by the name of Madam Coochie. And she was on a radio show with two guys whose names I don't want to mention.
That's right. I do remember.
But I liked
now.
Her, and I always liked her, and I loved her accent. She had a Southern accent, mm-hmm. and she'd say, "There you have it. There you are."
Yeah.
And right. that was Kim Furlow.
Yep.
Maybe we can find a date that works for me to come in and hug your neck and meet the rest of the gang. God bless America, Kim Bowers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome officially Kim Bowers.
Wow, how about that welcome? You're more popular already than Bill Clinton.
That's right.
Who is it? Boy, oh boy, I don't know. You met Tim.
Yes.
Try to act not disappointed. You met Limey. Try to act like you're okay with tattoos and all that stuff. You met Dan. There's nothing to really say about Dan.
Nothing.
He's probably about what everybody expects mm-hmm. when they meet Dan. And if I am or I'm not what you expected, I don't want to know, because I'll tell you the truth. I know I'm not. Nobody ever really is. If you meet somebody, especially on the radio, at least TV, you've seen them. But radio, it's a disappointment, usually. You're not a disappointment, though.
Oh, thanks.
And see, because it goes both ways. I don't know what to expect, either. You know, I knew you'd be here.
What did you expect?
I don't expect anything, but you're not a disappointment.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I that's a good question. I expected you to, for some reason, be real heavy, but you're not.
Really?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you why. Usually, and I had not heard your voice, but the tone of your email was...
Heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy. No, I don't know. I just thought she's jolly. It was that kind of heavy, jolly, happy. I don't know.
Your fat dar's not working too good.
No, it's not. So here's the deal. Let's start this way, because you're the guest, and an hour will go fast. Do you have any questions? For how long have you listened?
Long time. I was thinking about it over the weekend. Reggie and
Oh my God!
Moon.
Don't say there's one name we do not want to say. And you stop there. That's good. You've proven your point there. So you go way back.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you work?
No.
What's your husband do?
He is a stockbroker, financial.
That's the that explains the money in the First Community.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you played? You play racquetball. Have you played pickleball? Do you ever play pickleball?
No, people ask. I still play competitive racquetball, so I kind of want to stay with that till I can't play it anymore.
You do still have some of your accent.
Sure.
No, you do. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to. I had to lose it, or I wouldn't have been able to work.
Competitive racquetball?
Where? Well.
Where do you guys play?
Out at the Doubletree.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's where my grandson. Mm. is going to a summer every day right now, like a summer tennis, swimming thing.
They love camp thing.
Yeah,
for kids. Yeah, he's the little kid I had to run off the court.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, I played this morning, and we had to get all the little kids off the court.
In there. You hit racquet balls at them?
Yeah. You know what? You may have to do that with him every once in a while.
Carson says, "Do you know who my grumpy is?"
So what part of town do you live in?
I'm Manchester.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any questions for Kim?
No, not right now.
Why? No, they're making this too easy. We're making it too easy for her.
I do.
Okay, Tim has a question.
Why have you listened to this show that long?
That's a good one.
Why? What's the draw?
I love radio, and I love to just have it on in the background, and I like funny people.
But why are you listening to this show?
Why are you listening to this? Right?
Yeah. I guess it's Bill, just for Bill.
Bill Clinton. Boy, I hope he's not listening.
Oh, I'll bet you
Oh, my goodness. His head will get big enough to match his nose.
Oh, my goodness. She's the person who bought his book last month.
So,
no, I bought yours.
Oh, that's right. That's what I meant to
say. Now here's the way this works. You want us just going like business as usual, and you just play along and participate? Or is there anything you want to know about or questions, because this will go fast, and you'll go out and you get in the car and go, "Pow, shit, I meant to ask him this." I like that you didn't come in with notes.
I thought about it, and
that you said you were nervous, because if you weren't nervous, that would have bothered me. Because anybody goes, "No, I'm not nervous," I think, "Oh, this is going to be a problem."
Usually, the people that say that, they come in and they say, "I'm not nervous." Then they come and they sit down and they want to try and prove that they're really funny.
Oh my goodness!
And they're stupid.
Oh, Dan, do you? I don't remember if it was a man or a woman. There was a person that, was relentless. I'm the funniest person.
Yes.
You will ever have in. It was a guy, And he said, I'm hysterical. Your audience will. And he went on and on. We brought this guy in.
Oh, you talk about when we first got here, the guy who wanted to be the next, Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah.
That guy?
That guy.
Oh. I remember that guy.
Oh, my God. It was embarrassing.
It was
a bad hour.
And if he's listening, I'm sorry, but the best thing anybody can do for you, pal, is just tell you the truth. It was a disaster. So here's what we do now. It's called the Burke segment. You know what it is. And as does anybody have anything to say? And you can jump. Is there anything in the last day or two that's happened to you that's worth sharing with us?
I've been thinking about what I would do, and I want to know what the deal is with chiggers.
I believe it's I believe it's chigros.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I think it's Chigrican American.
Well, I don't know because I've never had them.
Oh, easy, Dan.
Yeah, come on, man. We got a guest. We have a guest.
Sorry.
Oh, or is that Kim? No, it's Dan. So I don't know because I don't even know what they are.
Well, they're those dadgum little bugs that
see dadgum. Stop right there. My dad never cursed, and I did not grow up in a cursing family. We say and still do. I just say dadgum it or that dadgum chigger. I asked this question the other day. When did ticks become such a problem? Now, well, because when I was a kid, I never got a tick on.
I heard you talking about that. We used to play with ticks like pets in Houston.
Oh, that's sad.
Gosh, it was sick.
You were poor.
Well, they just were everywhere in Houston. They
By the way, feel free to give her any sound effects she deserves.
I will.
Even if it's negative.
I got you.
I don't know how you play. How do you play with a tick?
Well, and this is really gross, but they drop off the animals all
bloody,
saturated
with blood.
And they would crawl up on the wall, and we'd just get them off and
smash them, smash the blood out of them.
Well, that pretty much ended the tick too.
Well, it's also animal cruelty.
Do insects count when it comes
I don't think
to that?
They do. No, you know, I'd like to ask PETA that.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I
don't. You know, every PETA person swats a fly or mosquito. Of course they do.
Oh no, I think they think that some bugs are
some
in that.
Why not all?
Well, I don't know if all of them. Maybe there's all.
Where's the line? Where's the line? If six legs, eight legs,
mosquitoes,
a face, eyes.
I don't know.
What's the deal? So you. Your question is what's the deal? That's not Burke's segment, though. See, Burke's segment is, wow, last Friday, I was in the grocery. It's just something that's happened recently.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing up chiggers is because
you have them now
on the golf course. The funny part is one day you'll walk in the same place and no chiggers. The next day you're covered in chigger bites. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I want to know.
And you don't even see them, though.
No.
You just have little bites on your ankles.
Itchy. Yeah.
See, I don't know why.
Well, chiggers actually, like when they bite you, they burrow into like the top bit of the skin. So
our head of research is looking up chiggers. I don't think I've ever had them. And there's certain things that are attracted to certain people. Some mosquitoes don't bite some people. Some people don't get poison ivy.
Right. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes don't bite you?
Okay. No poison ivy.
And now let's turn to our head of research. Yes,
Ben. Well, you've asked several questions already.
I can barely hear him.
14 minutes of the show that I've had to research, kind of randomly getting to them as I can. PETA members in the official PETA handbook, to be a member of PETA, encourages non-lethal methods of insect and rodent control.
Okay, excuse me, Sam. Kim, non-lethal. I just saw you wipe your nose. Do you use cocaine?
Nope.
Okay.
It's out there in the
it's out of the studio.
Because sometimes if somebody might be all nervous and just prior to coming in, you might have snorted some cocaine.
Your nose runs.
Okay, go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that it's in the PETA handbook, you know, because that comes up. Questions PETA members asking, now that I'm a member of PETA, what do I do about this? They actually have a handbook for members, and they encourage non-lethal methods of removing a mosquito from your body. I mean, they actually encourage you to just try and shoo fly it away and not smack it.
Not
you know.
Lethal.
They don't want you to kill any animal at any time because they all have feelings.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. And they're crazy. So
mosquitoes.
What else? Anything else for the Burke segment? The chigger thing was good. They played golf. That's good. I played golf. What's the deal? I got chiggers. Anything else?
And you got bit all over your ankles or?
Well, new locations.
Hold on here.
Don't get sitting in the grass.
Are you talking about your public area?
No, it's private area.
Oh. Are you sure those are chiggers?
No, they just are.
Wow.
Does your husband know you're on here today?
Yes.
Is he listening?
No, he's actually at his golf lesson getting chigger bites.
Well, hold on a second. What kind of husband would not listen?
Have you ever been on the radio before?
Well, the thing that's really cool about your show, Frank, is that it's archived.
Yes.
And we're going to listen to it on the way to Memphis.
Oh. Are you going to Elvis' house?
We're going to that funeral I told you about.
Elvis' funeral?
No. Oh. Elvis isn't dead.
What would be really cool is if...
That's right. He lives in Kansas City.
What would be really cool is if you and your husband are going to listen to this show podcast later on, it's for you to tell him something he doesn't know and have him find out about it on this show, like maybe a secret that you've had for a long time or something
good.
That you know about a friend or a family member or a neighbor or something
And the way you break it to him, so I'm so sorry it slipped out. Do it that way. I said something that I should not have told people about us. And
anything.
Well, you'll hear.
Not about you or him, but maybe about somebody that you know.
Or make up something, like that you have a boyfriend.
Well, he won't go for that.
Okay. No, she's not going to go for that. Elvis, you said Elvis is not dead. I've heard that before. Yeah. Now, look, any more Burke? Anything else?
Burke? No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Feel free to just jump in if anybody else for the Burke segment. You had a whole weekend here.
I'd like to just give a shout-out to my dad. It was his 70th birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dave. How old is Dave?
He's 70.
70, he just said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm old, and I have no memory. Kim, do you know how? Do you know where his dad lives in England?
Birmingham.
Hey! Yeah.
Well done. Dave lives in Birmingham, England.
I have something quickly for the Burke segment.
And now Dan Strauss. Yes, and we have what?
We're full of calls here.
For Kim?
I'm not sure. I just took their names.
Okay, Dan, what do you have?
Do you know what's going on in Berkeley, California?
Yes.
The city workers?
City council? Yes. It's beyond ridiculous. No, I have it. I didn't get around to it last week. I have it.
Okay.
It is.
It's
the kind of thing that actually makes us, some of us, start to think, well, maybe one day we just might have to move out of this country if this stuff continues. Yeah. No, I have the story.
Okay, that was it. Then I'll wait until you do the story. Okay. That was all I had.
All right. Anybody? Tim? Burke segment?
Two quick ones.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. You're welcome. Yesterday, the Cardinals played the Reds, and I saw something in a Major League Baseball game in all my years of watching that I had never seen before. And that is, and you can actually, on the TV at Kirkwood Brewhouse out there, they're showing the replay. Oh, no, they're not, actually.
Free lunch.
They're showing highlights.
Right.
Highlights. No, I just paid for my Diet Coke over there.
Free lunch tomorrow.
So, the Cincinnati Reds yesterday against the Cardinals, they wore uniforms like nothing I had ever seen in a Major League Baseball game.
Kim saw that.
What it was is they removed their undershirt, and they only wore, like, it was almost like...
Sleeveless.
Like, it was completely sleeveless all the way up to the top.
Construction worker.
Like the construction worker type. And I had to do some research, and I found out the reason is because they're celebrating their 150th year anniversary this year, and when they first launched a team 150 years ago, that's what the uniforms looked like. They didn't have any sleeves on the shirts. I found it hilarious that the guys who think they're cut... on that team, it was optional for the players to do this. Okay, so the guys that think they're cut on the team that had like
they loved it,
right? They're the ones who went up there showing Yasiel Puig, you know, and all
that.
And then the guys with the gut and the bullpen, they, you know, come in and they all got their shirts on. Nobody wanted to show their arm flab, even at the major league level. And I thought that was absolutely hilarious. I just wondered how much crap the guys that showed the guns off gave to the guys that wouldn't show their guns off.
Well, here's what I think is interesting.
Yeah.
When you said that, Kim lit up, and she went, like construction workers. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I'm saying? Oh, sleeveless, like, you might not want your husband, because whether you realize it or not, in your voice, you were getting aroused.
Actually, he's the one who said they look like construction workers.
Excuse me. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Sure, he is. Right. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, sure he is.
The other clothing-related Burke segment is, St. Louis had something called the Naked Bike Ride.
They have for years.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I watched a live Facebook feed of this because I was curious.
Kim, do you ride in that?
No.
Okay.
I was curious. Everybody, there was nobody naked.
No. They shouldn't call it that, or they should be naked.
Well, that's false advertising.
It is.
They should call it the almost naked bike ride. It's not a naked bike ride.
Tiny whitey bike ride.
Now, did you see the guy out there shooting a paintball gun at him?
I thought you were going to say shooting Germans.
No, what? Shooting a paintball gun at him.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy was
out well, that's stupid. Paintball.
I know.
That can hurt you.
And a final Burke segment for you specifically, Frank, because your grandson is
six. He just turned six last week. Let me tell you
something. There is a video online right now that is absolutely viral, and it is about a six-year-old boy. And he has his father, I believe, is either the coach or the assistant coach of an actual real minor league baseball team. And this six-year-old wears a jersey, and it says coach on the back. And this kid has this march where he sticks his caboose out, and he's got this stern look on his eyes, and he kind of leans forward, and he, like, marches out to the mound, like, to give his pitcher a talking to, whatever. And he goes and argues with umpires and kicks dirt on their feet and gets thrown out of games and stuff. And it is the funniest thing I've ever seen a six-year-old do in my life. It is absolutely hilarious video to watch.
I'll find
this little kid throws bats out on the field, gives the players a pan, then goes out and talks to the pitcher, takes the ball from him, rubs up a little bit, hey, let's try the curveball, let's try this, and then hands it back to him, marches back off the mound, looks at the umpire and gives him kind of one of these, call better strikes.
I love little kid videos.
It's a little kid acting as an adult in a real life situation, and I probably watched it four times. It was that good.
Little kids are the best stand-up comedians.
Little four-minute segments.
They're the best everything. Mm-hmm. Kids like 2 to 6, 7, mm-hmm. the best everything. Close the Burke segment. I think we're finished. Here's what I think might be a good idea. We have three callers. We haven't given the numbers and haven't asked for calls, so Kim, either you've done something offensive already to the audience,
it's my kids.
Then you offended them, maybe. So here's what we'll do. We're going to take the calls, but I want you. Do you have any desire at all to do this or part time for a living or be on the radio? Would that interest you?
I've always wanted to be on
Well, let's try something here. The first caller is George. So what you do is say, George, welcome. George, this is Kim. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Just go ahead and do that.
Hey, George, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Well, welcome to 590 The Fan yourself, Mrs. Kim.
Thanks.
See, it's going
Mrs.
well.
Mrs. Kim.
Going well. Mrs. Kim, going well. What's up, George?
Well, hey, I wanted to, you guys were talking about ticks, and back in the late 70s and early 80s, my dad, we had a bunch of hunting dogs, and we'd have to go out every so often in the summertime and pick the damn ticks off of them. Right. And they'd get fat and gray and all that stuff. Well, my dad's like, don't throw them on the ground because you get blood everywhere and then the dogs will go nuts and all this stuff. So we threw them in a brown paper bag.
And took them home and fried them and ate them.
No. Well, I didn't do that. But if you took those and you got enough of them and threw them in a bonfire, they'd pop like popcorn.
You know what I've heard? I've heard that. Years ago, I think I heard that.
Tick popping?
Yeah.
It
sounds like a singing. It's tick popping time. Ooh, it's tick popping time. Well, I'm not going to try that because I won't ever have enough ticks to do that. I don't want to have that many ticks. But thank you. That's a good story. How's the cancer?
Yeah, I just thought you'd be interested. And just so you know, man, everything's going good with my cancer. I appreciate you guys. You keep me up and keep it at it, man. I appreciate it.
All right, George. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kim, our next caller is Mike. So just welcome to 590, Mike. And any way you want to do it, it's all yours. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Welcome to the show. Hello, Mike.
There we go.
Either Mike's messing with you or he doesn't want to talk to you. What's up, Mike?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
No, she did. Go ahead. What's up?
You called me.
Have Tim look up chiggers, and when you see what they put in you, you'll know why they itch so much. It keeps moving out. As you get it to bleed, it'll quit itching, and then you got to itch it another day.
Ew.
Are they like
till that straw is gone? They put your body pushes it out.
Are they vomiting?
They're worse than ticks. You can get hundreds of them if you get in the wrong spot.
Because I've heard the fly, a house fly, actually when it lands on you, throws up on you. All right, he'll check it out.
Well, there's a lot of information.
Check it out. You'll see it.
What are you
all right, thank you, Mike.
Chiggers.
What they actually do to you.
They grow up on you or something.
What they do when they're on you, what are they doing to you to make you itch?
They hang on. Oh, what makes you itch?
Yeah, what is it they put in us?
They tend to attach where the skin is thin. They don't burrow into the skin. They don't feed on blood. They don't carry diseases. They may stay attached and feed for 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days.
But, apparently, they have like a straw-like thing, and they're injecting something in us. Yeah, are they? They're not ejaculating.
It's like, like an enzyme in their saliva or something. That's what they put in you. I don't know what the enzyme is or what it contains of, but that's what makes you go.
I've never had them.
Oh, really?
You've never had chiggers, ever?
You
never.
Had to have
them. You've got to have had chiggers around your ankles or something.
I don't think I have.
You don't want them.
And mosquitoes don't bother me.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
I wonder if you've just got, like, citronella in your blood or something.
They're injecting eggs.
Ew.
They're injecting eggs?
Yeah.
So chiggers could hatch and grow inside of us.
Ew.
Well, I'm not an entomologist, but I'm trying to educate myself.
Oh, hold on. There's a word most people don't know. Entomology is the study of insects and bugs. Few people know this. I do, only because I have a degree, a PhD. No, I don't. I was in 4-H. Remember 4-H?
Tennessee? Yes.
Almost every kid was in 4-H club.
That's right.
And I joined 4-H Club, and most of the kids in 4-H Club raised a pig, or they, that was their project. And I didn't live on a farm, we just lived in a little nothing little rental house, and so I went to the 4-H teacher and I said, we don't raise any animals or crops or anything. He goes, well, one category is entomology. And I thought it was like enema, studies of enemas. And I said, what's that? And he said, bugs and insects. So my project was, I had a, behind glass, framed all these different bugs and labels and what they were. So that was my project.
There you go.
Kim, your next guest is Matt. Take it away.
Hey, Matt. Welcome to 590 The Fan.
Well, welcome yourself, my man.
Thank you.
I am in the fan. Oh.
Hallelujah. That's where you talk. That's where you talk again, Matt.
I am.
Okay.
Chiggers right now are... This is prime time for them, and duct tape and permethrin.
They're so small, I can't figure out how you get the duct tape on them.
No, give her a rim shot. You don't put the duct tape on. You pull them off with duct tape. That was good. No, that was good. That was very good.
Well, you duct tape pant legs to the top of your boots, and then if you get them bad enough, you got to use it to get them off of you also.
Hey, when I was a kid, they said to get a tick off of you, the one that was dug in pretty good, a hot match head of a match, a wooden match. You lit. And then I heard, no, that's completely wrong. You just have to get tweezers and pull that thing out of it.
And make sure you get the head.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, even if you don't, we used to just yank them out and just go along. There was never anything that.
But they're not easy to pull. You need real tweezers.
I just would grab them with our
what
fingers.
What you need is just your fingers. I'm a forester. I've had millions of these things.
Mm-hmm. You're a forester?
Yes, sir.
Well, you would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear.
The active ingredient chemical you need to spray on your clothing is permethrin.
Permethrin.
It will work them over.
Where do you get that? Permethrin.
Never heard of it.
Where do you get it?
Oh, you can get it at most farm stores.
Well, I'm always at a farm store.
Where is there a farm store?
There's farm stores everywhere.
Well, you know, like Big R.
I mean, not everywhere like Clayton, but I mean, there are farm stores out, Wildwood and Pacific and St. Charles County and, farm stores.
Any one of them. But DEET won't... DEET doesn't touch them. You'll hear a lot of things saying use DEET.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Matt, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
That's good, Kim. You just jump in. Don't wait for me to thank him. Your next guest, Kim, is Tom. So.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to 590.
Hi, how are you, gang?
Oh, boy.
Good.
He didn't give you a chance to finish.
He's ready to go. Oh. What's up, Tom?
Okay, you're talking about insects and things.
I cannot believe this took on this life like this.
Yeah.
It's insane. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you look on a can of off, there's a insect called no-see-em. That's a technical term. And they are worse. They bite you and they dig in and they leave welts like mosquitoes. And
they're down in Florida.
We have a lot of them around here, and I can't go out in the yard without spraying myself.
No-see-em?
No, see them. Look on the back of a can of off, and it'll be there.
Right. They're real bad in Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
You could almost dig them out, and then the pain goes away, but they really hurt when they bite. And they don't get much higher than your knees.
Right? Oh. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, when somebody says off the product.
Yeah.
Anybody remember the, what was the, go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend? Billy Jack.
Billy Jack, yeah.
There was a commemorative off that they made.
Oh, my goodness.
Called Billy Off.
Yeah.
Commemorating the Billy Jack movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, Josh. I think Josh Bauman was thinking about laughing. Thank you, Josh. What?
Kim and I are looking at each other like, was that a joke?
Or Kim got it.
Off.
Billy Jack.
You know, if you don't.
Billy Off.
If you don't laugh at it.
If you don't laugh at it, you'll never be a guest again. That's the deal.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
You got to give him the pity laugh every once in a while, Kim, or you don't get invited back.
That's right. You know. Let's talk about the Berkeley thing. Kim, feel free to jump in here. Folks, here's the problem, and it is a problem, because we allow it to happen. The city of Berkeley, California, has had a meeting, and they took a vote, and here's what they've decided. There will be no more reference in any of the city's material or colleges to fraternities or sororities. They will be called collegiate Greek system residences. This is the dumbest stuff, but it's Berkeley.
And the manhole covers.
No, Dan, I'm not
sorry. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Okay, got it? Dan, you got it?
Well, yeah, I was just talking about the manhole covers.
You heard what I said. We're off the air in a minute, okay?
Okay.
I know that, Dan. It's on my list of things that Berkeley... Brother. So no more fraternity or sorority. Folks, this is Berkeley. Don't let your kid go to Berkeley unless you want to come out being a nut.
Why? What is the reason?
Because they're nuts. This is the part of California where they try to turn people in. Everything's politically incorrect because fraternity or sorority implies male or female.
Oh,
and they don't want any more of that. Right. And by the way, in the city of Berkeley, no more city businesses can have, you can't have pregnant women. You cannot reference pregnant women in handbooks. You reference, this is unbelievable, pregnant employees. Like anybody but a woman could be pregnant. Now, why is that necessary?
I know
because some people don't identify as women.
You
know what?
There's actually.
Wow, what has happened to this?
There's
country?
A transgender person in England, and I don't know which one they are right now.
Is your dad Dave?
No, it's not my dad Dave. How dare you?
Well,
but this person just gave birth, and
by the way, Kim, birth is birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And he can say it if he tries to say it.
Birth.
See?
There you go. And she is fighting, or he is fighting, to be recognized as the father's dad. I mean, as the child's dad, even though he was the one that gave birth. I don't know what I'm supposed to call it.
You don't know what you're saying, do you?
No, I'm really confused
right
now.
I have no idea what you're saying.
It was a woman.
Okay, basically, it's a woman that transitioned
into
a man.
That made no sense.
All right.
Okay.
Radio edit.
Yes, what liming?
Thank you. This just happened in England. This transgender man, mm-hmm. I think, just gave birth and is now fighting to be recognized as the child's like actual father. Like
although
not the
he had decided he wanted to be a woman.
Right.
No,
started off as a woman, now a man.
Gave birth and now wants to be the dad?
Yes.
Well, he's an idiot. He's a nut. He's an idiot. And he should be shipped off to work. But all these idiots
She's
should
an
be
idiot.
Off.
Well, he can just call himself whatever he wants to call himself. Maybe he wants to be the pet. Right.
Well, city of Berkeley, here's the other thing.
Okay.
No reference to brothers or sisters. In other words, and the employee's sister came to the office. You can't say that. It has to be sibling. You have to include everybody's a sibling, no brother, no sister.
Why?
Because it's Berkeley. And if we're not careful, this kind of crap is going to spread. A lot of it already has. Now, here's the other thing. As I was going to mention, and Dan mentioned, they have taken from the record and
And no longer will you ever see the word in any of the city street work material manhole covers. They are maintenance covers, maintenance hole covers.
What the hell?
That's too many syllables.
No policemen, no police women. There will be no chairman of any committee or chairman of anything. It'll be chairperson. No, no, this is not a joke.
Oh, my God.
They've already done this. Manhole, the word manpower is forbidden.
Wow.
So maintenance hole, and instead of manpower, you use human effort. That's what you're supposed to do. No, I'm not kidding.
Human effort?
Wow. And the items passed without discussion. Passed. And nobody had the guts to stand up and say, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm off this. I don't want to be on this council anymore.
Oh. Glad I'm not paying taxes there.
Yeah. And here's what one of the members said, Rigel Robinson. He said, well, there's power in language. This is a small move, but it matters. Yeah, it does matter. It matters because it means we're in big trouble. No, we're in big trouble. This is stupid. This is one of the stupidest things ever.
Have you heard about the people who are complaining about the word history because it's
herstory?
So, yeah.
No. I've seen it printed herstory. If the story involves a woman in history, it's herstory. We have lost our minds.
Herstory.
We haven't, but these people have.
And then if it's about a guy, it's himstory.
It's still history.
Oh, history.
If it's an animal, it's hamstery.
Well, if it's a particular animal, That's not, you know, the sad thing is you're just getting warmed up and you got 10 minutes. That's sad, isn't it?
It's so sad.
Do you have any tech questions, by the way? Because Josh Bauman's right behind you on the glass. He's coming up next.
Well, I still have to figure out why my AirPlay won't play using my phone.
That's why you called.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something. Well, I should save this for Josh. I'll save it for Josh. I wanted to put some... I had some pictures in my Mac on iPhoto, and I thought, how do I get those on my phone? So my son was over. It took us an hour, but he finally to figure out how to do it. To go Google, how do you transfer? Yeah, this is why Josh comes on every Monday.
Well, did you do what's it called when you hold phone next to the computer?
It's called holding the phone.
You mean syncing?
No, the where you just
pairing.
No, the
AirPlay.
No, it's
mating.
Not.
AirDrop.
I think it is mating.
Mating.
Well, but that's Android.
No,
that's isn't that an Android thing?
I thought
so. Your computer and your phone doing it.
See what you've done, Kim? You just you were doing so well.
Merging,
and you posed a question we can't answer, and you can't answer it.
I'm old.
And you're not
mirroring?
Even sure.
I'm old. Hold on.
No, mirroring is when you throw it up on the television.
Right.
And you catch.
AirDrop.
I said AirDrop all ago. I said AirDrop.
Well, I'm not. I can't. Apparently, can't hear either.
What?
Idiot.
And by the way, no mercy. You're an idiot. Okay. I don't care if it's your first day here and we never met. You're not. That was an idiotic thing you just did.
That's my middle name.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. You have more calls, Kim. I guess they're for you. I don't know. Let's go with Eric. Eric. Well, I'm sorry. Kim is Eric.
Excuse me, Frank. Yeah. Hi, Eric. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Come on in.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. So I know this is your first time on the radio hall.
Yeah.
Are you okay with talking about naked people?
I'll leave that up to these young boys in here.
Yes, you are.
Yep, we're cool with it.
she has to be. She's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so Tim said that he was following the Facebook of the World Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah.
And he didn't see any naked people.
Right.
Well, I was lucky enough to be in a restaurant in downtown St. Louis on Saturday night at about 7:15. And about 300 bike riders came by us, and there was a heavily skewed P to V ratio, but there was definitely a lot of nudity.
P to V ratio.
Okay, hold on. What am I missing? P to V.
Yeah, P to V.
One rhymes with penis and one rhymes with vagina.
Well, that's too bad. I hate to hear that it was heavily P to V. I mean, I'd like it to be the other way. I hate to hear that.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Or even a little P would have been nice, too.
The other P. Eric, is that legal? P? Can they ride T? Totally naked? Is that legal?
They actually had a police escort with them.
Wow.
And the females were topless, but they all had the little P.
Oh, the pasty.
Sounds very
okay. I'm still worth an applause. It's better than nothing.
That's a Bill Clinton.
Very uncomfortable.
I mean, well, hold on. Whoa.
It's like trying
are
to
they?
The lady in the eye.
Are they, Kim, are pasties uncomfortable?
No, I'm talking about.
No, you slip.
Riding the bike part.
Riding the bike.
Well, apparently you've done that. Is it uncomfortable? You said it's uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just learned something.
All right, Eric, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, have Tim set up a lawn chair next year. He'll see a little more action that way.
Well, I guess so, because the Facebook feed was underwhelming.
Well, that's Facebook. Yeah. They don't allow anything on Facebook.
Hey, Eric.
Didn't miss much, man.
Were you around where the guy was shooting them with a paintball gun?
That's great.
No, I was not.
Oh, that's somewhere on.
I can understand that.
Wait, maybe they weren't pasties. Were they blue and red or different colors?
That guy's a good shot.
And he just hits with the middle of the boo. That could have been. Eric, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, now, Kim, this is the part where we kind of really get to know somebody. Have you ever gone topless in your life somewhere out in public?
No.
Right.
The other thing I did not tell you.
Frank
this has. This equipment. I probably shouldn't even. I'll be sorry that I gave this away.
It's got lie detectors in it.
EPM.
Yeah.
Electronic polygraph microphone. It's a special microphone that Gino put in, our engineer. You speak in it. We get readouts over here. It tells whether you're telling the truth or not.
Yeah.
And you weren't telling the truth. You haven't gone topless. No, I'm not going to ask you where or anything like that. Would you participate in something like a naked bike ride?
Nope.
What was that?
That's what Gino put in. That was the lie detector thing. When you set up the lie detector,
it detects nervousness.
Yeah.
Nervous stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Look at these calls. Maybe you should have your own show. Dan is completely ignoring. The phones are ringing. And Dan's just talking to us and ignoring them. But that's not his job. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yes, it is his job. So Dan will take your call. We'll just sit here. We'll just sit here and kill a little time while he finally.
I notice how Dan spells everybody's name right when she's taking the calls, but when you take the calls, nobody's name is spelled
that
right.
That is interesting. Like this one right here. Kim, your next caller is Fred. I like the way a while ago you said, Fred, come on in. I like that. That was I like it. Go ahead. Fred, your call.
Glad to be here.
Kim hasn't introduced you yet or asked you or said hello yet. Fred, say hi to Fred.
Hey, good afternoon, Fred. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Fred.
I just read about the naked bike ride. The reason it's legal to ride naked is because it's under the guise of a protest.
Oh.
So they're allowed to be naked.
Well, it's what? Some of the what?
Under the guise of
a protest.
They class it as a protest.
So you can protest nude. Well, anybody could go nude and say, I'm protesting.
Correct. It's freedom of speech issue. Yes.
You can protest your government. Ladies listening, hot women listening, find something to protest. Seriously.
Protest our show.
Yeah, come out here and in the window and protest our show. It's illegal. I didn't know that.
Awesome.
I'm sure Scott can expand on it on Thursday during his.
Wow, I never knew that. I wondered because I know the bike ride in years past. I thought, well, there are one or two really naked people, right. And then there is police escort. Why don't they arrest them? What are they protesting exactly?
Beats me.
No, seriously,
clothing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
But I never heard that the bike ride was a protest.
Yeah, that's how it started. I read that article somewhere, probably in the Wall Street Journal, but Scott can expand on it. Watch a bunch of fat dudes riding bikes. Yeah, I'm not interested.
No, me either. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
But I am interested in hot women. And by the way, you're an attractive woman, okay? You are.
Are you talking to me?
You're the only woman. No, I am talking to you.
Oh,
you have beautiful hair, too.
Thank you very much. Right. It's very white.
It is. It's a beautiful white, not blue. Some of these women, blue hair, that doesn't work. Your next call, Kim, or caller, is Biff.
Biff, were you on the Letterman show?
Hello?
Hello, thank Biff. You. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. I just made it back to the country. I'm in New York, just landed from... Italy, I think we
know. That's right. You called us from there.
Yeah. This call's about about almost 200 beers later since I called last time.
Yeah, we could tell a little bit. You're not over jet lag yet. You're still a couple days away from that.
Lag jet? What's that?
A jet lag. You'll see.
You just landed in New York, right?
Yeah, well, when I'm on plane, we're going to take off here in about 15 minutes.
Well, he checks in from everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you still over there? You're still overseas?
No, we're in New York.
Okay. That's right. You said that.
Yeah. You know, you can't get no flight to Italy from St. Louis. You know how that.
No, I don't. I don't try to fly to Italy very often from St. Louis. So we got about a minute here. Biff, what's going on?
I'm sorry to let you down, Frank, but I didn't make it to France like I had hoped, but I did figure out where the town is with no pants in France. You remember that one?
Yeah, it's a place in France where the women wear no pants, yeah.
Yeah, but I figured out how to get there and where it's at, and that's my next trip, Frank, okay?
Good for you, man. Good for you.
But it was nice. I noticed over there in especially Italy and all Europe, they tend to eat mostly carbs. I don't think not the healthiest diet if you're trying to stay in decent shape, you know.
Which I'm not, so that'd be fine. I'd love it over there. Well, Biff, thank you for taking us with you and for calling from over there and for checking now that you're back. We appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I gotta have me about 8 more beers on the way back to St. Louis, Frank.
All right, Biff. Thank you. Bye bye. I have to do a commercial here, Kim. You could help me. You said you have a lot of money, First Community Credit Union.
I do.
That's what it's for, First Community Credit Union.
That's right.
Did you know it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area?
That's what I hear.
Over 40 locations?
Mm-hmm. Walmarts.
Well, some are in Walmarts. Mm-hmm. That's very good. It is a place to bank, even though bank is not in the name, and that's where I do all my banking, and it's where my wife and kids do banking, and I think my daughter might not. She's in Overland Park, but she gets a pass, I guess, for that. It is important that you remember that even though it's a big, big, big facility, they don't forget people. Like, I think a lot of banks aren't interested in motorcycle loans or boat loans. We're not interested in that. They are. They are. They make them all the time. Wedding loans. I've never heard any. Have you ever heard a bank talk about wedding loans, Kim?
No.
They offer wedding loans. You have kids?
I do. All of them married.
How many kids do you have?
Three?
Boys, girls?
I've got a son and twin boy, girl.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
All married?
All married, all kids.
You like their spouses?
Love their spouses.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry about a wedding loan, unless one gets divorced and they get remarried again. But that second wedding is usually not anything that requires any money. But they do make wedding loans, and they love small business, and they love to be your small business partner. So think about a line of credit. And think about home equity loans, too, because you'll do something at the house. You don't have the money, but you have a house. That's equity. That's a good thing to have. Sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, where I understand this past Saturday, Dan, is it right? They sold an airplane on the yard sale. This is like a first.
That's right.
And Dan can't remember what kind of plane.
No.
We're going to try to get the information and see if Scott remembers, but I guess if we have, well, you could sell everything from a lawnmower to an airplane. We could say that and not be exaggerating. And the reason I mention the yard sale is the exclusive sponsor on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock right here on 590 is First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. This was a fast hour.
It was.
It was very fast. I like you.
Oh, thanks. I like you.
You like me. If pretend you don't have a husband. Then would you like me, you know, like for dinner?
In a sex way?
I didn't say in a sex way.
I did.
You jumped right there, and you got a girl pregnant thinking that way.
We got 30 seconds.
You got a girl pregnant thinking that way.
Yeah, I did.
We could go to dinner probably if we were both, you know, but we're not.
No, right.
Okay, so, I understand. Well, I like you, and I'm glad you came in.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
It is fun, and sometimes this can go badly. This didn't. You're a delightful person.
Thank
and
you
what's
very
that
much.
Called again that you baked?
Oh, the sopapilla cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness, folks. I only ate one little bite, and I'm not going to eat any more because I can't, because I'm just trying my best to do it. It was delicious. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Would
thanks
you like
for
would you like
me.
To say, just say this, say it's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
It is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
ABC News Radio, I'm Phil Hewlett. President Trump believes the four minority Democrats known as the Squad are bad for the U.S. and that they must hate America. Trump said today that there is no racial tension and said he has fantastic relationships with the African-American community. He began attacking the group a little over a week ago, saying they should go back to where they came from. All four congresswomen are U.S. citizens. As Puerto Ricans flock to San Juan to call for Governor Ricardo Rosselló's resignation, he is announcing he will not seek re-election next year. Rosselló says he will also be stepping down as the head of his new progressive party. The announcement comes after a week of protests stemming from leaked messages between him and top aides, in which he ridiculed hurricane victims and other political figures. There are